Okay, we're on the bottom of Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. So we have a machlokas Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, whether where you give hasroah for malchus, and there's also a chiyuv of mammon, whether you get malchus according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Ula you pay. And the exceptions according to everybody are chovil bechavero, where you surely pay, and edim zomimim, also where you pay. Okay, the machlokas is by onus, our case. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone, Marka Ula. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Ula? So he says, "In came batal to ervas achos chalos segali." Because if that's the case, then there's no purpose for the lav of ervas achos chalos segali. See, 1 second, the Gemara is going to ask on that, because you never get malchus. The purpose of a lav is to get malchus. So what's the purpose of this lav? Chovel. Chovel b'chaveiro nami. If you're going to learn by chovel, also that you don't get malchus, right? So im kein bital to lo Yosef pen Yosef, then you're going to be mevatel the whole iser of lo Yosef by malchus, right? The Edim zom nami im came batal. So Mar says Edim zom nami im came batal to v'hoyim bin hakos arasha. The Mar's kasha is like this: if you learn that the reason Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn like Ula by nara, by onus, is because if that's the case, then what's it called? Where's the lav of achoscha if you rape your sister and you don't get malchus, you only pay? Then where's the lav of ervas achos chalos segale? It's more so that you learn that reasoning, then you can say the same thing by the ones that Rabbi Yochanan's maskim to, chovel, and what's it called, an edim zomnim. Also, you're mevatel the whole lav. If you're not going to get malchus, you're always going to pay. Then where's the lav of lo Yosef by edim zomnim, and where's the lav of lo Yosef by chovel, and where's the lav of lo sane by Elim Zomim? Ella, what are you going to have to say, right? Ella Elim Zomim Efshel Kiyuma Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. There are ways of being Mekayim that lav. One way is what's it called, by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You don't make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You give them Malkus. So there is a way of being Mekayim the Malkus of Elim Zomim. It's not completely obliterated. In this case of what's it called, Edim Zomim, where there's money and regular malchus, right, then you wouldn't get malchus. You would pay. But there are cases where you get malchus. For instance, two Edim come and they say that Reuven is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We think he's a Kohen, and they tell us, no, he's a Cholo. And then they're found to be Edim Zomim. So the Gemara Makkah says, Mishnah says, we don't make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because it says, Kasher Zomim Lasos Liochiv, and not Lazaro. So you can't make their children chalolim, and then if you can't make their children chalolim, then it's not kasher zoma. So what do? We give them malchus. Okay, we learn from the pasuk v'hayim bin hakos harasha. So therefore, what's it called over there? You'll get malchus. There's no payment, and there's malchus, so we can kind the malchus of v'hayim bin hakos harasha by ben grusha ben chalutza. Chova b'chaveru nami ika lekayuma kagon shiko akoshem b'shova pruta. By chovel also, there's a way that you'll get malchus for hitting somebody if you don't make a wound that's shava pruta. So there's no tashlumim. The melev is malchus. So the lav is not obliterated completely if every time you pay and don't get malchus, because there are situations where you'll get malchus. Achosu nami, same thing you could say in our case. You're going to have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan in the other two cases, because he holds over there that you do pay and don't get malchus. So why aren't you mevatel the lav? Because there are cases where the lav could apply. Same thing, achoso nami, ikalikyumid, achoso bogeris. Same thing with achoso. Where is the lav when you get malchus for living with your sister when she's a bogeris? But enachinami, if she is what's it called, a nara, then you'll what's it called, pay and not get malchus. So what's the problem? So we're back to the original question. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say like Ula? And the reason can't be because you're obliterating the lav, because then that should apply to the other two cases too, Edim Zomim and Chovel. Omer lechor b'yochanan, hay tachas asher ino mi boy lechir abaya. There's another reason why he didn't say like Ula. How does Ula know that onus is, you pay money and not what's it called, get malchus? Because he learns from a gzereshove, from tachas, right? Tachas asher ino, and, ayin, what's it called, and, tachas by chovel. So he learns it from there. Gemara says, no, I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, that gzereshove is not mufna. You need that word, tachas, what's it called, tachas asher ino, and therefore, since it's not mufna, you don't learn gzereshove if there's a question on it, and we had plenty of questions that maybe chovel or einim zomimim are what's it called, are either more chom or more kal or whatever, that's why they pay money. The Omer Abaya, what does Abaya say? Omer Kro, tachas asher ino. Hai tachas asher ino, mechlal di ikabosha subgam. Abaya learns from here that in addition to the knas, there's also bosha subgam. Because it says the knas you give, tachas asher ino, for the rape. Mashma, that's what you pay for this, but there's other payments also. So we learn from the word tachas asher ino that you have to pay bosha supagam. So you can't use it anymore for gzereshove. You need that word for something else. And when you need it for something else, it's not mufna, then you learn only if there's no questions. Here's the questions. You can't learn from it. For Ula, what does Ula do with that? Where does Ula learn what Abaya said? So he has this word tachas asher ino extra for gzereshove. Nafkele midarava. He learns it from where Rava learns that there's boshes mgam. The Omar Rava, Omar Kra, the Nosan Ha'isha Shochi Vima La'aviha Na'ara Chamishim Kesef. Right? Says the Nosan Ha'isha Shochi Vima. Could have just said the Nosan Ha'ish La'aviha Na'ara. We know what the case is. Let's say it again. Why does it say Hashochi Vima Kesef Hanar Shchiva Chamishim? What he's paying the 50 for is the hanah of the shchiva. Mechlal dika boshesupagam. There are other payments that he has to make, and from here we learn that there's also boshesupagam. So therefore, that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan and Ula argue. Ula holds that the word tachas asher ino is extra, and we can learn gzereshove from chovel to tell me that you pay and don't get malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, the tachas asher ino is not extra. You need to learn from that. What's it called? The Bosha Supagam. The Mela, since it's not extra, you can't learn Gzereshava from that word. Rashi. My time alo Omer Kaula. The Gomer Gzereshava la Oncho Mammon velo Malkus. The Chol Chai the Mammon of Malkus. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Ula to learn the Gzereshava that from Chovel? That you'll be chayev every time there's mammon and malchus, you're chayev mammon, not malchus. Im kein, the potar to bala choso. Mi malchus, if you're going to say that a person who lives with a sister, he can only live with her one or two ways. Either he raped her or he seduced her. And in either case, there is a kenas and no malchus. So why the Torah say alav by achoso? Potar to lav shabosh, sheonish lav, the malchus. Because the onish of alav is malchus. Why the Torah say alav if there's no malchus? Mar says, "Uparchin and chovel bechaveru dar korchet b'mamon nidon." You agree, Rabbi Yochanan, that by chovel b'mamon you don't get malchus and you pay money. So then, we'll ask the same question: the mevatel the lav of lo Yosef, tikshe batal the lav the lo Yosef pen Yosef shu azor lemakis chaveru. V'hayon bin hakos meseches makos monlin lo beirim zomim. And the same thing with eirim zomim. You agree that where there's malchus and mamon by eirim zomim, right? You pay and you don't get malchus. So when you ask the same question on yourself, so you mevatel the whole lav, ela what al korchach, you must have to answer the following: kiven de rabbi kro le tashlumim ikla okme le onish malchus to lav di day b'meidim onu asish ploni kohen shu ben grusha the lekla okme kasher zomam v'lomer yehehu ben grusha tachtov el esofik esvar voy v'hochi tam seches malchus. What do you have to say? That there are situations where you'll still get malchus by enim zomim. So that the pasuk is talking for those cases. Where's a case where the person, where you can't do to him what he wanted to do to the other one, like a ben grusha ben chalutza, you can't make him a ben grusha ben chalutza because the pasuk says lo kashezom and lasos the ochi velo the zaro. And therefore, we learn from the pasuk v'haya in bin hakos harasha that he gets malchus. So in that case, you'll be mekayim the malchus for the lav. The chova b'chaveru nami mokminin lo b'she'ein b'shava pruta. Chova b'chaveru also, we could find a case where there's no tashlumim and melech is malchus. So the pasuk of malchus by chova will be applied to that case where there's no shava pruta. B'chol chamisha dvarim shabah, where none of the five things amounts to a shava pruta. Kigon shlo pichso mikasmo milachto v'ripui lo hutzra v'lo tsar hayuba uv'sholta shein laboshes. Right, a case where you hit the guy and he didn't get off of work and he didn't make any permanent damage and he didn't have to go to a doctor and he didn't have any tsar because he's a shota, or no boshes because he's a shota, and there was no tsar, right? Memela, what's it called? It's all less than a shava pruta. So in that kind of case, you get malchus. V'hochanami b'achoso, therefore you say the same thing by achoso. Much it's lochmi malchus dido big bogeres. Avonaro v'shalim v'lo lilke. But there is a way of getting malchus by achoso if she's a bogeres. There's no knas. But in a chanami where there's a knas, you pay like Ula says. So that can't be the reason Rabbi Yochanan argues on Ula. Elenaro l'shalim v'lo lilke ho the ripsa gzeres shava tachas tashlumin. So then it can't be the reason why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn the gzeres shava. Ella l'kid abaye, he says you can't learn the gzeres shava because I need those words to teach me the halach of abaye. Bishilai pirkin, the end of the perek, deparchinan ve'ema chamishim omrachmana mikol mile. Maybe the Torah meant you pay 50 and that includes everything. There's no extra payment. V'shani abaye, and abaye said no. Chamishim keset nischad shu tachas knas ha'inu. Says tachas asher inu you pay 50. Mashma that only covers the inu. But bosha supagam it doesn't cover. Aval bosha supagam shu b'shar chov lim lo kolal kat. That's a separate payment. That's not included in the chamishim. And so Mar says, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan can't learn the gzeres shava. I ula, he does learn the gzeres shava. Where does he learn this halacha that Yochai Boshes Pagam? He learns like Rava learns. Hashochev ima kroyaseru hulidrasha. Name of Venosan lavi anara chamishim kesef. Why did you say Venosan ha'ish hashochev ima? We know we're talking about that guy. To tell me that the 50 shekel only covers the hanosh shchiva, but not any of the other chiyuvim that would go normally for anybody who damages somebody. Mechlal the Boshes Pagam, the lab machmas hanosh shchiva ninu. That the other payments, which have nothing to do with the Hanar Shriva, that have to do just across the board with anybody who damages somebody else, that she has to pay. Okay, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Eidim Zomimim Mamona Mishalme Umilki Lalaki. Rebbe Lezer says that Eidim Zomimim pay, and they don't get Malkus for a different reason. Not because Beferish Ribsa Torah, but because the lab b'nei hasra ninu, because you can't give masra. You can only get malchus if you get hasra, and you can't be masra the edim zomim. There's no way of giving in the hasra. Don't give false edus. Don't give edus that you weren't there. Why not? Omar Rava Teda, right? Rava says nisri b'hu emas. Rava explains now Rebbe Lezer, why can't you give edim zomim hasra? Right? They're chayiv even without hasra, and if they're chayiv without hasra, there can't be malchus. Why? Amos Nisribu. Where do we get aboard them? Mikara. Amrei Yishtolin. If we're going to warn them to begin with, they're going to see that we're so makbid on their Amos. They walk to Beis Din and we say, before you say anything, we're going to warn you that if you say a lie, you're going to get Malkus. So you know what they're going to say? Oh, we forgot what the Amos was. We're not interested in getting involved in this. Because they'll be too scared that who knows what you're going to do to them. So they won't even give the edus if they're telling the truth. Not if they're lying. Rashi. Rebbe Lezer Omer Edim Zomim De Mamon Mishan Velaki Lo Tzrichi Kro De Svarahi De Malkus Lo Shaykh Behu De Lab B'nei Hasran Yenu Kodim Edus Kim Afarish Rav Avazak. Rav explains there's no way of giving Edim Zomim Hasra. Hilkach I Iko La Manchinu Lo Tanchinu El Mamon. Mamon you give even without Hasra. But Malkus you can only give with Hasra. There ain't onish haguf below hasra. The afogav the gabi ben grusha ben chalutza onshin lo malchus. Lechara, we do give Edom Zom Mimalkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza below Hasra. Hasam Gzeris HaKosuv. There is a special halacha that they get Malkus. It has nothing to do with the Lav. It's a special halacha that in a case where you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomam, in Bin Hakos HaRosha, you give Malkus. To Ashkem B'chum Malkus Behedya. V'hoya in Bin Hakos HaRosha. U'mokminin L'krob B'midid L'motis L'man Shino Mikasher Zomam. And we say that Pasuk is talking where you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomam. For some reason, you give them Malkus. So it's Gzeris HaKosuv. It's not the regular Malkus for a Lav. It's Malkus, special Malkus for somebody you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomam. That becomes the Kasher Zomam. Avo Hecha de Motzis Lemevet Bu Hazomah Lo Shaya Bu Malkus. But where you could do Hazomah, there the Malkus would be because of Losane. If you route Hasra, you can't get Malkus. Teda Shiyef Shalom Hasros Bohem Meikara Yom Oshah Kolom Shia either way this. Forgive Hasra when they come to Beis Din, and we warn them what's it called not to give false aiders. Amrei Yishtolin Shachachnu Hasra. No, so they're going to say we forgot the Hasra. In other words, if we're giving them the day before or an hour before, it has to be given within Tochtei Dibur. See one second why you can't give it Tochtei Dibur. So if we're going to warn them before they come to Beis Din, they're going to say we forgot the Hasra. So the Hasra doesn't help. Hari Shabbat L'Hasra. Right? Nisriyu B'Shas Maisa. So then fine, they give them Hasra right before they give the Eidus. Tochid Eidibur of the Eidus. Give them Hasra. Parashi V'lo Mesadim. They'll get scared and they won't give Eidus. Because, even if it's true, we don't want to do that. We don't want to scare away Eidim if they're telling the truth. By Rashi, why would they get scared? Parshi lo mesadi afilu emes. They won't say the edus even it's emes. Hoel v'anu chashudim beinechem malonu letzora. Since they think we may lie, what do we need this tzora for? So they won't give edus. They'll say, well, they'll make up some excuse or whatever. Okay. So therefore, we don't want to do that. We don't want to scare away edim from giving true edus. Mor says nisri behu v'sof. So give them the hasra after they give the edus, right? My dahavi havi. There he gave the edus. So the hasra doesn't help. If they already were over the lav, the hasra doesn't help after the fact. Mor says maskif lo abaya. No, there is a way that you can give them hasra after the edus and it still help. The nisri behu v'sof kedei dibur. Tochedei dibur is always considered equal to the thing that you did. Not considered that it's after. So if we'll be master them, tochedei dibur, so we won't scare them away before they give edus, so they'll give the edus, and immediately after that, tochedei dibur, will give them hasra, right, that if you lied, you're going to get malchus. And the hasra will help because it's tochedei dibur of their edus. Maskiflo, so that's what's it called, Abaya said. Maskiflo of Acha Bered Ravika, Vinisri Behu Meikora. Right? Let's give them Hasra a day earlier. We'll invite them to Beis Din to prepare for the case, and we'll tell them, we're warning you, that when the time comes to give the Eidus, you'll, what's it called, you better say the truth, because if not, you're going to get Malkus. Okay? Now that, since it's not directly right before their Eidus, they're not going to not give Eidus because of that, because by the time the next day comes, not going to be so fired up. Right? And by what are we going to say? They forgot the Hasra. The Nirmas Behu Remuze. And while they're giving their Eidus, we'll give them a Remez. Remember what we said yesterday. So it's not the same thing as telling them right now, where they say, well, if you kosher us, we're not going to give any Eidus. That already was yesterday. But they'll remember the Hasra from the day before, but not with the same intensity that it'll stop them from giving Eidus. Rashi. Livasof La'achar Shaidu, give them Eidus after they give the Eidus, my Dahave Havi, the Kivan Shiger, they're Choser Umagi, they're Nichon Lavs, they can't be Choser, so what's going to help? And the Hasra is already after the fact. Vinisri Behu Besoche De Dibur, La'achar Shaidu, immediately after they give their Eidus, within Toche De Dibur, give them the Hasra. Now, they could retract. So Tosos says, mean they can retract. Once you gave them the Hasra, there's more than Toche De Dibur. So Kivan Shehigit Shuvei Nechol, so they can't do anything about it. No. Tosa says, once everything is within Tochedei Dibur of the thing before it, that's also called Tochedei Dibur. The tocha de dibur could dibur domi v'yicholim lach, so they could be choser. So the hasra will help. Tocha de dibur kadei shila shalom. The nirmas remuze b'shaso edus nirmas lem remozim al hasra laskirim u'beloshen rach shelo yakpidu. Now we don't have to. Hasra is really stern. You better not lie. So we think we're lying. We're not going to give edus. But if we said that to them the day before, and now we just, you know, give them some remez nicely, they're not going to not give the edus. Okay. So Mara says, Hodar Amr Abaya, Lab Mil Sehida Amri. Right? Abaya said that, what's it called? That this whole thing of Tokhid Edu was not going to help. Why? Esau could die to Chedim Zomim Shrikhan Hasra. If you hold that Edim Zomim need Hasra, okay? Kilo Masrin and Behu Lo Katlin and Lahu. And if we don't give him Hasra, then we don't kill him. Reuven, what's it called? The two Edim come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And then two Edim are mazim them. If you need Hasra on these Edim, right, and without Hasra we wouldn't kill them, then you're not Mekayim Kasha Zoma, because they weren't Masra the Reuven. They didn't give Reuven Hasra because it was made up. Mi ikamidi the inu boykotl below Hasra, right? They wanted to kill Reuven without any Hasra, and we're only going to kill them if they have Hasra. It's not Kasha Zoma. So it must be that we can kill them even if they weren't Masra with them. Just like he wanted to kill Reuven even if they weren't Masra him. The inu boy Hasra, ha-bo'inim v'asisim lo-kasher zomim, lasos li-ochi v'leko. So it can't be that Edim Zomim need Hasra, and since it doesn't need Hasra, you can't give him Misa, you can't give him Malkus either. Because without Hasra, there is no Onish, Guf, only Momin. Rashi, lab milsehi di amri, shayu Edim Zomim shuchin Hasra, hochi garsinu di inu boy le-mikto below Hasra, the inu boy Hasra, kasher zomim, v'heim zomu l'haruga zebe dusin shalo ayah, v'lo nivra. They made it up, so they couldn't have given him Hasra. Below his rubo Hasra she'idu aleha, they never gave him Hasra. Right? If it's true, then they did give him Hasra. They warned him, if you kill Shimon, you're going to get killed. But since now we're saying it never happened, so they couldn't have given him Hasra. So we're going to kill them, even though they weren't Masra Reuven. And what's it called? Then we can't only kill them if they get Hasra, because it's not Kasher Zoma. Maskiflor of Sama Bereder of Yirmia. Elamiata ben Grusha ben Chalutza de Lomi Kasher Zomam, Komis Rabbe Liboy Asra. So that's only where you're Mekayim Kasher Zomam. But how about ben Grusha ben Chalutza? Well, you're not Mekayim Kasher Zomam. We should have to have Asra over there. And you can't say, well, they wanted to make this guy ben Chalutza, ben Grusha ben Chalutza without Asra, so why should we need Asra by them? There's no Kasher Zomam over here. Here it's a separate gzeres hakasa. Omar kro mishpat echad yelochem. No, it has to be in one mishpat that same halacha applies to all cases. Mishpat hashav lekulchem. Rav Sheshi ben Rav Yidi Omar chov. Okay. So that's here. The Mor says elamayato the high the low boy hasra mishum kasher zomam. If the reason that you don't need hasra is because otherwise you can't be makayim kasher zomam. Malkus shel zom le'edus ben grusha ben chalutza the lab mi kasher zomam masi onish didu shari lo zom v'lau kol shel l'chalula. Over there you're not makayim kasher zomam, so we should need hasra. Mishpat hashava v'kivin the rov zomim lab ben hasra ninu honi nami lo bo hasra. Since most zomim we learn from kasher zomam and they can't have hasra, then this one also doesn't need hasra. Okay. Tosa says, Lechora, what's it called? So Tosa says, Lemaisa, though, Rashi seems to learn that the Edus of Ben Grusha Mechalutz is not Kasher Zomam Bechlau. But since it's part of the Edim Zomim, it has to be a similar onish to the other kind. Tosa seems to say that you are Mekayim Kasher Zomam. The Torah is Mechadish that in a case where you can't Mamish do, then Malkus takes the place of the Kasher Zomam. It's not that you don't Mekayim Kasher, you are Mekayim Kasher Zomam, but Malkus, the Gemara is Mashma like Rashi. Because Gemara says, what are you going to do with what's it called Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, where there's no Kasher Zomam? The Kavidah is the Havamin of the Gemara. And the Maskana is that since it's Mishpat Hashava, that's considered the Kasher Zomam. Okay, we'll stop here.
Why are we afraid? that they're going to run away from the Eidos. I mean, there's a whole thing of the Ma'ayim
No, but Ma'ayim with them, not that we're giving them Asura, that we're choshed them. We're just telling them how important it is to tell the truth. But over here, we're telling them Beferish, right? If you're lying, you know what's going to happen to you.
Isn't that part of the Eidos
also? No, over there, we tell them more in general how important Eidos Emes is and what happened to other people, yeah. But we're not telling them openly that we're choshed that you're a bunch of liars. We're just telling them the importance of the Indian in general. But when somebody tells you openly what's it called, and it's mashma you, right? We're choshe that you're lying. Then the Gemara says that we're afraid of that.
Why can't they do that? You know, like in England or in America, they swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, but that's not Hasra.
That's not
Hasra. No, Hasra is, if you're lying, you are going to get Misa.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong. Not that, well, you should know that in the Torah there are cases of people who lied or whatever. That's, that's nice, but it's not Nogaya to them personally.
And one can sort of give them Hasra. All aid in the standard Hasra.
What do you mean a standard Hasra? We give them a standard Hasra, yeah. Exactly what, if they're Eidos Shek, or what's going to happen to them.
Yeah. So the Eidos not going to feel that they're being singled out.
He wasn't in court yesterday and heard that you did somebody else. He knows you're telling him. Right? Who you hosted me? I'm the guy yesterday, okay, he was a bum, but I'm telling me?